This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show's hosts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here, I'm Doug Steffen, with an overview of the top 10 stories, and perhaps anecdotally during the hour we'll have time to get to the people who are on the list as well. Maybe that's a good place to start, because a lot of people don't know who Rochelle Walensky is. She's number three on the people list this week. She did a lot of testifying. So what's the story, ladies? What do we know about Rochelle Walensky and why she had she took up so much space and oxygen this week?
Well, it's surprising that it's not Dr. Fauci. Rochelle Walensky, if you don't know, if that name doesn't sound familiar, is the CDC director. And a lot of the story, in fact, I think the biggest story nationally this week, and maybe even globally, is whether or not the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. And for a while, people called you a cuckoo or a conspiracy theorist if you believed that that was even a possibility. I think all of us were deemed conspiracy theorists and cuckoo because we all believed that there was the possibility that it came from a lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And this week, more and more evidence is stacking up. And it's funny because the evidence has been there. It's just what evidence
is now being revealed to us. The World Health Organization covered it up.
Well, it's not even but also the media, I think, in reporting it in this country also covered it up. I mean, the same information that's out there right now was out there at the end of the Trump administration when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did this high-level hush-hush investigation into China and whether or not this was an intentional breach, whether it was an accidental breach of this lab, what was really going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't until this week when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Biden administration scrapped that on day one, saying that they would rather favor international investigators to come in and take a look.
Well, they the reason was very vague, and I would like some clarification from them, because they said that bad practices or something like. There was something about the way that they obtained the information or that the information
that they
got.
Like the information. And so what does that mean? You don't like the information? So does that mean it's too anti-China, too pro-China? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's one of the questions that should really be called on for transparency's sake, because it is vague. You're right about that. And it's vague as to why they would kill an investigation that seems to just be in an American interest and not political. For political reasons, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, so now Biden has come out and said, after saying that they're just going to let international investigators deal with this, like on Tuesday of this week, by Thursday, Biden, I think, maybe saw internal polling or whatever, and came out and said, well, I want a 90-day report on whether or not this was created in a lab or whether it happened naturally in animals.
And part B, whether it was released on purpose. And whether you're going to get to the bottom of that.
Dr. Fauci and Americans funded it. I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's not about, you know, so many people want to say, oh, this is about gotcha. We just want a gotcha to Fauci. No. There is no function research going, no. I mean, look, that's always fun. But the idea is, do you want to live through this again? Do you want to live through another one of these outbreaks? Because there's gain-of-function research going on in this country in 12 labs.
Explain what gain-of-function research is.
It's bioweapons, essentially. It's taking viruses,
going on for years,
making them bigger and stronger.
The Germans started it, and now it's continued.
The Russians love it. That's
for sure. Oh, yeah. Russians are on top of it. Perfect. Speaking of the Russians, and our relationship's interesting because we've sort of separated out the Chinese and the Russians, as we normally they're together in terms of the countdown. But the whole business of what they're doing, Victoria, you've been talking in our tech reports about the cybersecurity problems. The laughable insert this week is that the TSA is now in charge of the security when it comes to pipelines. Who came up with that wet dream? Is like needs to have their head examined. It's not even funny. It's offensive. But anyway, going beyond that, these attacks continue, and the Russians are behind them, and in front of them, and all around them. And yet these companies are still paying for their all these cyber attacks using email system. The State Department, the International Aid Agency, uses the same system, according to the folks at Microsoft. So that doesn't bode well, particularly for our State Department security, does it?
Well, it doesn't bode well, really, for for a lot of different agencies and companies. So Microsoft has now come out saying that the hackers who were behind the SolarWinds breach, which was basically the worst data breach we've ever had, that hit U.S. government agencies, 150 agencies apparently, think tanks, other organizations, big companies like Microsoft. So now Microsoft says this group called Nobelium has targeted 3,000 email accounts at various organizations this week. Most of them are in the U.S., and so they believe that the hackers are the same group from SolarWinds, which is a software vendor. And they say that now this is once again ransomware. And see, this is the problem with the Colonial Pipeline. When we found out last week that they paid $4 million to get mm-hmm. their data back, well, the average ransom ask in 2019, even early 2020, leading, before the pandemic, the average ask was $10,000. So that's an easy thing to pay.
Inflation, Victoria.
Yeah. I mean, so now they're going after insurance companies, they're going after everybody, and it's $60 million is the new ask. And, and these companies, what did we say last week in the tech report, that ransomware attacks have increased 349% in the last, year and a half?
Why not?
So,
they're getting paid off.
Right. And so the more people keep paying, the more they're going to keep asking. So.
Yep.
I don't think the TSA is going to be able to really solve this.
What a joke. It really, it's a fan. And so if everybody thinks the Biden administration is this wonderful group of new thinkers,
well, this
they
is
come
from the
that?
Homeland Security Department,
well,
and technically TSA. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't look. They're obviously the TSA themselves are not going to be running this. They're going to have some contractor come in, and they're going to have cybersecurity put in place. That's the whole deal. They're running this operation, but Homeland Security created this mess in 2000. This is right after. This is literally a relic from 9/11. So yeah, it all needs to be updated and needs to be changed. I don't know why. I mean, if the Space Force that Trump started, if that was supposed to be something about cybersecurity, I don't know why they're not running it then.
That's a good question.
They're
all right, coming up.
Running it. That's probably why.
A tie connection between number three, race relations, and police reform in this shooting in San Jose. Is there a connection? Plus, China, which is at number six, needs to be in our focus, and it will be right after these words.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind.
Never, never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, back to it here. 16 after the hour, the focus on China and the scumminess of what the government there is doing, continues to do. There are a couple of different angles here. Jennifer, why don't you start with the overview of the labs and how they have been, the Chinese being protected by the World Health Organization.
People in this country. That's what's so disturbing about
our,
all of this.
Our people are protected.
So, you know, it seems, so I've been just, full disclosure, been talking with, on and off with this reporter who's been really digging through all of this. And most of the evidence that you need to prove that it came from a lab is all public record. All you have to do is just look for it and put it together and it's all there. And that's why it's so infuriating to watch Fauci and others just sit there and shake their head and kind of lie. And you wonder why? Why wouldn't you just follow the evidence? So back in when the UK, so the United Kingdom was also doing their own investigation into the coronavirus and the outbreak. And they found that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we believe that it all started, had censored this virus database that they had back in 2019, September of 2019, for your timeline. Mm-hmm. And it would so the reports that they had from their intel revealed that the Wuhan Institute removed a database that contained information on 16,000 different virus samples that it had studied. They just wiped it off the database. So members of the World Health Organization's investigation team goes in there and says, okay, this seems a little weird. Why would they wipe out 16,000 samples? Well, there's one member of the World Health Organization investigative team that is from the United States, and that person's name is Dr. Peter Daszak. He runs Eco Health Alliance, and he just said, you know what, guys, ignore this, because he personally vouched for the Wuhan lab, and they took his endorsement from it. He said that the data did not contain any relevant information, because he's someone who funds this laboratory, and yet he's on the investigative team. I mean, are you kidding me? And so he's been out there publicly defending the Wuhan lab and giving a lot of information to Fauci and others to do the same thing. Well, one of the other big revelations this week is that Facebook, after they changed their tags on people's posts about this coming from a lab and not from a bat or a pangolin, you know who the person was that Facebook contracted with to decide what was appropriate information?
Who would that be, Jennifer?
Dr. Peter Daszak, who is the head of the Eco Alliance. So keep an eye out on that name. He transferred over $500,000 to the Wuhan lab for a study that was linked to bats and the coronavirus.
Anti-American corruption. Okay, so here's something that will be perceived as very interesting by those who are close watchers of politics. The Senate has voted pretty wide majority, 68-30, to advance the China-focused global competition bill, which basically encourages people, to come back, either create businesses here in America or bring them back, right? Am I reading this? A $52 billion bill to support, in this case, semiconductor manufacturing, but there's some is going to energy. But this is a first step. Is it a good one?
I think step in this direction is a great one.
It's a baby step. A lot of Republicans felt like this needed to be a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. But they're not in the way of it. They're supporting it.
Most Republicans are. Yeah, there are a few who said we need to add a few more things to this before we make it go. But most people are in favor of this as a first step.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get the alleged political allegiances between certain people in one party with the Chinese and you know, you see there's not a lot of strength. It's just anything at this point speaks well, or at least intentionally speaks well, of getting businesses back here to America. I just like to see it faster, more tax incentive based, that sort of thing. But at least it's a step in the right direction, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The DJV program. It is with the DJVers. We put together our thoughts and the ideas that have come from the list of the top stories and the top people. According to Talkers Magazine, does the research, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is all there. Jay Kirshner on our group trending items are what is her specialty, and thoughts of people who are listening to our various programs. So we always are asking questions and getting input from people. One of the things that's trending is whether or not family members of murderers should be held accountable. So how does this is, you know, maybe this is in league with this guy in San Jose. I think that's what started it, right? The San Jose shootings, the number 7.
Yeah, if you know that there's mental health involved, or if somebody has been saying they want to kill people or they want to hurt people or people they work with, if you don't say anything, would that make you an accessory to murder? And how often are we taking that for real? How often is it like, okay, this isn't just figurative speech, they are being literal with this?
Okay, and what are people saying, listeners to the DJV program anyway, saying?
Lori Howerter says, if they knew someone had plans to do something, maybe. If they thought it might be a possibility, of course not. Gordon Myers shares, no, people are accountable for their own actions, not the possible actions of others.
That's an age thing, though, isn't it? I mean, think about this. Family members, if you're a youngster, is responsible. Don't they hold the parents? If your youngster does something that's against societal rules, aren't parents held accountable? Or shouldn't they be, I guess, is the question at this point.
Yeah. I think that what, in the sense of, say, a high school student's having a party and one of their friends gets killed in a drunk driving accident leaving that party, mm-hmm. I do think that the parents take some of the heat for that,
right.
Especially if they knew their kid was having a party and they, right. You know, supplied underage drinking. Mm-hmm. Another comment on that, Bob Cochran says, bottom line is, I am sure that the victim's families are wishing she would have contacted the authorities when all of you, if it was one of your family members killed, and I believe that's in reference to the gentleman's, was it his ex-wife, estranged wife?
His ex-wife, yeah.
The San Jose, ex-wife. His ex-wife.
Yeah, his ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, there's another film about Ted Bundy coming out. This has Chad Michael Murray as the star, and your question to the listeners, do we need another Ted Bundy film?
Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in whether or not a Ted Bundy film is really necessary at this point. There seems to be so many. This was trending all over social media, but the DJV show listener said, Sherry Stevens posted, I love true crimes. However, there's way too many made, shall we just say, Friday the 13th movies 2.0. Mm-hmm. Carol Yappel says, not again. Don't need to watch. I know how it ends. And Jeff Schmidt said, meh. I always love that response. Meh, M-E-H. It might be worth a watch. I'm fascinated by stories like this, but I find myself asking why.
What does meh mean?
Meh. That's the best response ever. Meh.
All right. We also, for lots of different reasons, have been talking. Well, we, along with others, I find UFOs fascinating, all the alien stuff, the focus on the TV show Debris. That's what this is all about. So now we brought this to light. What's the question and what are the answers, Jay?
True or false, do aliens exist? UFOs, have they entered Earth's atmosphere at one point or another? Todd Osborne says, that's an absolutely true statement and hopes we do find life on another planet. And Joanne Jackson says, yes, that's true. It's a little arrogant to think we are the only ones among the other planets in the galaxies and the universe. And Gordon Myers goes with false on this one. It's not
all right, let's talk about political crushes. You guys claim Liz Cheney is mine. Who's your political crush? What are some of the quickies here? We've got a few seconds.
Maureen Rowe.
Go ahead. I was like, mine? I don't know. Go ahead, Jane. I'm sorry.
Maureen Reynolds said that Dan Crenshaw's hers. Bonnie Ellison says Dan Crenshaw as well. David Trevor says Kristi Noem. Is that how you say your last name? Noem name?
Yep.
And then Lauren Bebart.
Really? Isn't she the one that I was talking about last week? The skinny...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former President Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor, Jamie Metzl, said Monday the United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. Metzl was canceled at the onset of the pandemic for pushing the fringe theory that the virus leaked from a Wuhan lab before claiming 3 million lives across the planet. Media outlets and leading political figures are starting to treat this as a serious possibility. A Florida sanitation worker was recently recognized and awarded in Hillsborough County for saving a young boy's life. In early February, Elias Cazada, a 7-year-old, was playing hide-and-seek in a garbage container. When the truck arrived, the garbage can was mechanically hoisted up and its contents dumped into the back of a truck. The driver noticed the boy through the surveillance camera and activated the emergency stop button. Waldo Fiddley, a garbage truck driver working for Waste Connections, is the hero. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, is being sued by several media outlets for her racist actions, limiting interviews by people based on the color of their skin. Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation are seeking justice. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, tells Fox News, Lightfoot's actions are wrong on many levels.
Well, we have this crazed woke approach to everything, and it's basically designed to discriminate against people because of their race, categorize people by groups, and in this day and age to have a government official deny access to reporters or any other American based on their race is just extraordinary. This is a civil rights lawsuit we filed for Thomas against the First Amendment and a law known back in the day as the Ku Klux Klan Act. It's incredible that we have to apply this law to the mayor of Chicago who sent out a letter detailing her effort to discriminate on the basis of race. This is a racist abuse of power, and we can philosophically disagree with this craziness, critical race theory, equity, and all of that, but this is a question of legality. The law's got to address this, and this isn't a matter of difference of philosophy. This is a question of whether the rule of law applies to the mayor of Chicago.
The complaint alleges that Lightfoot has since granted at least one interview request from a self-identified Latino reporter, but declined or failed to respond to interview requests from white reporters. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's free.
Doesn't cost you anything to listen to this overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff of the DJV program. That would be me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We're going through, not necessarily in order, I'm finding some things on this list, the story list, which is published both on the DJV show, whether it's Facebook or our website. It's there, and it's also on Talker side, talkers.com. Number two is the January 6th commission. Is there really that much interest in what's going on there, or is this purely a Republican right-wing radio thing?
Well, I don't think it's a radio thing. I don't know. I think people have I think people have their feels about whether it's appropriate or not, but I think it's not like it's being created as a big story by Republicans. I think Democrats are really pushing for it because they'd like to use it for midterm advertising.
Really?
Well, I think that symbolically, I think it's important to acknowledge this, you know, and this was domestic terrorism. And so I think it's important that we don't just let it slide. Because let's be honest, if this was a Democrat, you know, if this was on the left and these were people who were supporters of Biden storming the Capitol and busting in the way that they did, it looked like we were in some third world country that was being overthrown. I don't think Republicans would let it go, honestly. I think everyone would be tried for treason and high crimes. I don't think they would let it go. I agree.
There was not one gun that was used. There was not one firearm. I mean, a lot of the people who went in there were idiots who just wandered in. There were a group of people who went in there that weren't trying to stage a coup. They were trying to break in and cause chaos and trouble. And those people should be punished. I think they are. There's four investigations right now. Hundreds of people have already been arrested.
Yeah, but well, I think like there were plenty of things there that were just not people wandering around taking pictures.
But there was a lot of that. And believe me, I think there were people in there who were up to no good, and those people should be charged. And I say that there's zero tolerance in my mind for that. But I would correlate it to what happened during the summer. And a destruction of federal property is a destruction of federal property. And so you had a bunch of people who are probably more likely to be Biden supporters than Trump supporters that have ruined American cities. They've burned down police precincts. They have destroyed courthouses and federal buildings, burned up police cars, all of that kind of stuff has been going on day after day, month after month, now for an entire year. And there's not a commission into those people. In fact, those people, if they're even arrested, are let out of jail immediately. So I think there's a lot of inequity in this, because both of those things are literally the same in the eyes of the law. And that's why a lot of people are like, enough with the commission. Like, we already have investigations. Arrests have been made. It's nonstop. We've had hearings on this. We've had committees in Congress that have taken this on. Where are those same people and their passion for the people who burned down the police precinct in Minneapolis? We let those people go.
Or Portland.
Well, those people are still going to be
Portland,
tried.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, most of them have been let out, and most of them have been bailed out by funds set up by even the vice president, by Kamala Harris. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's move into the situation, the race relations stuff. I sort of coupled it with the situation that exists in San Jose, although that wasn't racially motivated, I don't think, was it? I mean, how much is there race involved in that? I don't think there is as much.
I don't think anything has come up about that, except that this guy just, you know, this guy was obviously just out of his mind. He had all kinds. I mean, he burned down his own house before shooting up his workplace. I don't know that there's anything that's racially motivated there.
Mm-hmm. I guess I haven't seen anything.
I don't know.
No, but that has become part of the conversation. At least that a lot of people think these shootings are racially motivated, the Asian hate, what is there that makes people, some people anyway, hate as much as they do? Color of skin, religion, race, whatever, if you want to refer to race as where your natural origin or the nation of your origin. The anti-Semitism thing has me, buffaloed, frankly. A group of Jewish House Democrats calling on the White House to take a more concrete action to address anti-Semitism. There are a lot of people who are asking why Biden seems to take a step back when it comes to Israel. Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians the same as support for Jews in general? I think a lot of times these things are confused, and then the whole thing gets kind of washed away. I think there's a very serious problem here, not just with anti-Semitism, but just hate in general. What the hell is the matter with you? If you don't like somebody, just ignore them or leave them alone.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise globally. This is not just an American problem. This has been really like brewing in parts of Europe for a while now, for the last 4 or 5 years at least. So I don't know. This is just, it's something that is... It's very frustrating, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they're scared, and this kind of stuff, it's online hate. I mean, people are getting death threats for their children who are Jewish. I mean, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah, well,
I don't think legislation is going to do anything to help, but
Don't you just think people are angrier and angrier?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
I do. I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, I mean...
I let me just give you a quick example of that. Thank you for bringing it up. The other day, I'm driving down the street. Most of you know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm on my tractor coming back from a field back to the farm. And there's a sharp curve and there's a stop sign there. And so I've stopped waiting for somebody to come through. There's a car heading up the road. And so the guy doesn't put on his directional light. And when he passes me, he looks at me. And I look at him and I say, great job with a signal.
Well,
and he stops the car. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you could have been polite and turned your blinker on. He says, I almost said it. You know what he said. And he got in his car and drove away. What motivates that?
Am you better I be the careful.
One? Yeah, you have to be careful right now.
People are
each other. What makes him, that? What makes him, if I say
Let
to him, why don't you
I don't
turn
know,
the directional
but
light
this
on?
This is not a time for you to be acting out and
I actually just
to
warned
strangers.
My dad the other day. I'm like, you need to, like, settle down when you drive because there's, in Los Angeles, truly, in Southern California, the drive-by shooting number has increased exponentially. When I was a kid, drive-by shootings had a lot to do with gangs, right, and gang members. Now it's just people who are ticked off and on the road and bad actors. There's a story that had, I don't know how much it's carried nationally, but in Riverside County, there was a mother who was driving her son to school, 6 years old, Aiden Leos is his name, and she flipped some guy off because he cut her off. The guy shoots into the car and kills her son on the way to school.
This is happening in Jersey. This is happening where I am. This is happening everywhere. This is not the time, Doug, to be like, you know, a smartass to anybody, to strangers, because you have no idea what could happen. People are just shooting people for no reason. It's crazy.
So, and what happens to them? What penalty do they pay?
They can't find the guy who killed the kid. It's a $300,000 reward that it keeps growing. The reward keeps going up and up and up for more information. No one can find him. They think he has a white sedan. Well, that narrows it to, like, what, half the cars on the roadway?
I mean, look, Lady Gaga's dog walker almost lost his life because they shot him for no reason and wanted to steal some French bulldogs. This is like, there is zero emphasis on the importance of life right now. Like, this is just a free-for-all. And so, this is definitely not the time to be confronting some a-hole who didn't put a blinker on. Like, deal with it. Stay alive and just deal with it.
I could always put my tractor across the road and he could have run into it, I suppose. One or the other. All right, 43 after the hour. In a moment, how the economy is shaping up or how we're shaping the economy. That's next on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you've got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV.
Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, 45 at the hour. You're listening to our approach on the DJV program to the top, the stories on the chart, the top issues of the week being discussed. Research done by Talkers Magazine every week. And at number nine, this always floats around between like six and nine, the economy and what's going on, what's happening. You'll all be happy to hear that China has a future in America because the Dollar General store chain is going to open 1,000 new stores in the next 4 years. They have
from
now.
From what I read, top growing 17. Retail store. In the
Say
country.
What?
I said from what I read a couple weeks ago, it's the top growing retail chain in the country.
Yeah. 17,000 stores, and you try to find something in there that's not made in China. Fine.
That's not the concern of the shopper at the dollar store. It's how much can I get for my family that I can afford.
Well,
and
but
that's a real sign of the times, too, yeah. of how
Especially
bad the economy really is. Right.
The inflation yeah. that's happening right now is huge. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. everything is getting more expensive. There's yeah. a side-by-side. I should post it. Maybe, Jay, you want to send it out. But there's a side-by-side as to what stuff cost last year as opposed to what it cost this year, and it's stunning.
I mean, we yeah. went out
Gas
to dinner
from a dollar to well over $3. I mean,
yeah.
lumber.
I mean, restaurant coal. Prices are insane. We just paid yeah. $7 per shrimp for a shrimp cocktail.
$7 a shrimp.
A shrimp was $7. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of us went out to dinner, and I can't eat. I'll tell you off the air what the bill was, and it's not even a fancy place. It was crazy.
Well, Lee,
how expensive.
I was looking at a survey on one of the finance pages. There's a huge surge away from credit cards to debit cards. Consumers are spending like you wouldn't believe, and that's part of what drives the economy. Spending with credit, spending, you just build that up. And we certainly know what the interest rates, you talk about inflation, the interest rates have changed in the last few months from an average of 25.9% interest on credit cards to 29.7%, up 4 points in just a few months because people, the banks, they're in business to gouge you as much as they can. And the solicitations for credit cards, I can't tell you how many of those I got in the mail just this week for the various businesses that I have. It's, just keep jacking it up. And then who's,
well, because
it's kind of like us. The country has
yeah.
used a huge credit card or a
right.
debit card. Yeah,
well, people who fared pretty well during the pandemic, people who didn't lose their job, they cut down on commuting costs and they improved their homes and the backyard and all the DIY stuff. Those are also people who just kind of socked away a lot of cash. So they're not really, they don't need to use credit cards. And then when credit card companies, they see that there isn't really a need for a lot of credit, then they raise the rates and then they try to solicit you to, go after people who still do need the help, and then it just becomes this whole vicious cycle where you can never get out of paying, you're going to be stuck paying, like you said, 29% interest. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the cycle of debt just keeps perpetuating.
Right. There have been times, actually during the pandemic, I think a lot of people paid down some because
yeah.
they weren't using money for other things, so
they used
down
the stimulus money to pay
and
off
now they're
debts.
Going,
yeah.
hog wild. In terms of COVID stuff, Jennifer, you'll be happy to hear that the green light has been flipped on for large cruises, so that $500 that you've got in the cruise line.
Yeah, Jen.
Now probably
stock
worth
went through the roof.
I'm retiring.
All right. Perfect.
Never known a $500 investment to be paying off that well.
All right. Super duper. All right, so there it is. Our points of view on the stories and people of the week. DJV time is 10 before the hour. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talk 53 past the hour now. It's time for our visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. What's the latest from Ford on all the huzzah last week regarding the electric Ford truck? I've decided I'm going to put $100 down just for the fun of it. I don't want one of the trucks, but I figure maybe I can make a few bucks. Am I kidding myself or not?
Are you?
I know, Miles. I'm wondering whether it's a good bet that people are going to want to pay, you know, more money than I'm paying for the truck after it's built. Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes, of course, because there's always a waiting list for all of these things. And people, you know, you put their money down, they can only make so many. Like with the Bronco, they had 200,000 orders, and they could pump out a maximum of 100,000 a year. Yeah. So, of course, it's delicious because you can go to the guy at the end of the list and say, how, if you have to wait 2 years for your truck, how much extra are you willing to pay to get it now? Mm-hmm. That's the part.
So why is it, explain for the unwashed how the auto manufacturing system works, how the assembly line works, and do they have a separate plant just for Broncos? And if they don't, then how do they put the, you know, usually when you think about an assembly line, you think everything is the same. Can different cars be produced at the same time on the same line?
That's a good question, Doug. There are several vehicles that can be produced together. So certain vehicles, like a good example is the certain trucks and certain vehicles are on the same chassis, so they can be produced down the same line.
Right.
Technically, and they're not always, so this is a little secret, I don't want to blow anything for anybody, but things like the Lincoln Aviator and the Ford Explorer are very similar vehicles.
Yeah,
yeah, and they can, although the underpinnings are the same, they could technically be produced on the same line, although they're not, because they have a lot that's very, very different. So if things get sticky, they could be produced on the same line. But then there are vehicles that are completely, you would think are completely different, that can be produced on the same line as well, like things like the Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and the Durango. Those vehicles are on the same line because they are actually sister vehicles. So they are very similarly shaped. They're just a lot of different body parts that go together. So they can be swapped out on the same line and those type of things. So a lot of times the lines can be modified to do different vehicles. But nowadays, it's really in the engineering what can fit in the same lines on a factory floor to go together. And vehicles can be modified quite simply to fit. And the marvels of engineering, when you get down to these robots, you just have to tell the robot what's coming down the line next, and it can just alter its little brain thinking patterns to do things in a different way.
You know, what's really shocking to me as I drive around, I have friends in the car business, and I've been, I don't know whether I'm more conscious of it. I love cars, always have, love trucks, love things that move. I have a new F-550, not new, a couple of years old, but it's the newest truck I've ever bought that I'm picking up today. And as I go around, look at the lots where the cars, used cars, new cars, it is startling. There's a local Cadillac dealer. Literally, the yard is empty. There are no cars in the yard. I mean, the guy's trying to find used Cadillacs to sell, and you can't find them. And this is the same across the country, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. I mean, 17% is the minimum these cars are up by in used cars, just because there's such a rush on them, and it's to do with the chips. People are modifying. I just was having lunch with BMW last weekend, and they have started to do something very clever to keep their production lines going. They've started to delete things on their car that people don't really like and don't really use very much. So that kick open tailgate, that nobody, you know, it was a great feature that everybody pretended they wanted, but nobody's really using. That uses a chip, and that chip doesn't have to be in the car. So to make sure that they have more chips to go around, they've started to delete that as an option. And that's just going to keep things going. And people don't really want it. They don't ask for it. They're happy not to have it. Well, guess what? That just saves a chip in manufacturing, and they're going to keep the cars going. And classic cars are up between 40 and 200% because people are taking their money out of real estate, which is diving in places like New York and Chicago, and putting it into classic cars.
That's very interesting. All right, well, you're always full of interesting information, compelling info on our modes of transportation. Nick Miles, who runs the website OurAutoExpert.com. Check it out for any questions you have, repair questions, new used car.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.